I always looked forward to the time that I was going with a girl long enough that I could slap her or hit her, because I thought that that was not only cool, but showed ownership. In the first 3.5 years of our relationship, I was real abusive physically, sexually, and psychologically. At the time, we had 2-year-old twins, and there was an incident that happened where my two-year-old son had to protect his mother from me.
As a child, I was molested and raped. I've talked about this in therapy. I have not talked about this to the world. I didn't talk about it with my mother. I hid it. This is going to be very hard. She didn't know. I couldn't tell her. It was dirty. It was nasty. It was my fault. And realizing that as an adult, I can be free of that. You know, I did the best I could when I was a child, and it wasn't my fault.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
It's not about love. It's about control. There was so much pain. He snapped. He was angry. His form of abuse was more psychological.
And I don't know what to do.
When I tell them that basically that the abuse started in my life with an issue of control, then all of a sudden you can see them, they're going off. Oh my gosh, this is what's happening to me.
We have to teach our children that we have no tolerance for violence.
The fact that we accept it, the fact that we don't think it's extraordinary, that it's outrageous, that it's obscene, that this many women are being abused is the problem. We have to make it extraordinary. And part of that is by talking about it.
It's really important that we all break the silence and break the shame, because I didn't ask him to do it. I didn't invite him to do it. And nothing about me made him do it. That was his decision. Break the silence, break the shame, and be part of the community so you can be known and loved and held.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Try to get yourself out of the role of victim and get yourself into the role of protector. You are protecting yourself from any more harm. You are protecting your children.
For a man, if it means walking away, walk away. Walk away before you level that first strike. Walk away. Hit a tree. Just don't hit that person that you love, because that's a point of no return.
Abused women have no one to speak to. They stop believing in themselves. And by you just listening to what they have to say, it validates what they're saying.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
The best thing for you to do if you are in trouble is to contact your women's shelter.
The primary purpose of our shelter is to provide a safe haven for the women and their children, to get them in a safe environment, to get them out of the abusive relationship. That is our number one priority.
It really is a community issue. It really affects everyone. And so if we can't take action, who will?